The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane!
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Turn to all dogs of dogs, dedicated to all top dogs, liberty crew. Man called Tony Kip, man called Robert, and while apart are riding through. Curfew!
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffalo World, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
When we move in, we move compact. A man, we take a couple store, couple bank and shop. And police man, I talk about we art. Judge, I know we have to run left this part. Dan Dayati, dog at Sedata. When we come dance, all of a block. Me say some a rally back, and some of them dance back. We a road boy out and we not left it. Some a rally back, and some of them dance back. When it at the place and the place of a black ass. With them there when Kingston run out. When we look in the food for we
pack. You got it locked and loaded to the Friday, August 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in the company right up until 6 p.m. along with my better half, the lovely, the beautiful, the brilliant, the vivacious, the bodacious, Mary Jane.
You're saying that because it's a Friday, right? Like you're always
no,
in such
I said
a
it
place.
Because I love you, and yes, it is a Friday, and you were all swaggerificus today. I mean, you're looking good to go from head to toe. What you want me to say?
You're always in such a great mood on Fridays.
Can I tell you two things why I'm in a great mood?
Is one the cool weather?
No, but it's on the list, but not
all
as
right,
high
so
as on
me.
The list.
Tell me.
But I like the cool weather because in the cool weather, you like the cool weather. So
okay.
That's good. And I do like the cool weather. No, two things. Obviously, you know, we discussed the dinner plans for tonight. So that's good.
Maybe because the sister is making some soup.
Stop it.
Yep. She's making, she hit me to say
it. Big G?
Yep.
Oh, but we ain't going nowhere. We going by Big G. We going by G.
Yeah. So, yeah, a little bit of soup tonight.
Who is my favorite sister-in-law at the moment? Because she's making soup. Love you, G.
Pea soup. Dumpling.
What?
Yeah.
In the perfect weather for it. Okay, so that's that's the number one thing now.
Okay.
And the second thing, obviously, well, that's still the number one thing because, you know, it was plans for dinner, but that's
okay.
Cool. I don't
yeah.
mind ditching them for good off the chain pea soup.
Yeah.
With the big dough boy and the salt beef.
Mm-hmm.
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 So that's good. And the second thing is, you didn't notice how quietly catatonic I was last night watching three aimless preseason football games.
I was
games
trying to figure out why you were even watching it because I'm like, it's
football.
Preseason.
It's football.
It's practice.
No, one thing I always like to watch the preseason for. I'm a big fantasy football player. You know, I got a great dynasty team
so
that I've just joined the Dynasty League 2 years ago and it's building. And this year, some of my draft picks from 2 years ago are now ascending to take their own. I got
starting lineup.
I got Shedeur Sanders.
Fingers crossed.
That's my future at quarterback.
Who's the quarterback, remind me, in Cleveland? Is it Flacco?
Well, it'll be Flacco to start, but I think when all the smoke clears, Shedeur will be
it's
the starter
be
by the end of the year. Shedeur
he has
will be that starter.
One bad game, and the pressure is going to be
well,
immense.
Not really bad game for Flacco, yes. And then obviously, Flacco is double long in the tooth.
Well, he is.
For football age now. He's about 44.
Oh, that's, ooh.
So Flacco take a wrong hit right now.
It could be.
But I think that I'm happy about that, and I'm in the works for getting Cam as well.
Okay. Ward?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that way I'll have two good quarterbacks to replace my, who happen to be Pat Mahomes and one Dakota Rain Prescott.
You mean for the future? Because you got to ride with Pat.
Right, I
got to
ride it. Right, but now Shedeur and Cam, if I get them, they will sit right on my taxi squad for the longest and mature.
So you're planning out the next few years.
And I managed hopefully. To steal pickings from somebody the other day. So now I got the Doc Pickens combo. I got the Mahomes Rashihi Rice combo because I took Rashihi Rice when he was a rookie, despite his drinking
and
driving.
You could talk sports all day, right? So that's what you're excited about.
So that's why, if you say why I watch a meaningless football game, and yes, it's to watch some of these younger players dollar size to him. I'm excited to see what we got with Schottenheimer because he's very Jimmy Johnson-esque. And we'll talk about this in the 5 o'clock. But that is why I got the Kool-Aid today, because I'm with my favorite, bestest girl in the world who I love to pieces, and football is back. It's the best time of the year, and I'm getting pea soup tonight. Stop it!
Good. On a rainy Friday, which is a beautiful day. Good. And I hope everyone out there is having a fantastic day as well. It's one day you don't have to burn AC like that. That's for sure.
Real. And we got lots to talk about today. We got a special guest. He'll join us in short order, and it is the F&M's ratified candidate for the West End and Bimini constituency,
right.
Mr. Omar Isaacs. We'll talk to him. And a couple of things to talk about with him. Obviously, you know, we offer the platform to anybody who wants to come on, whatever political affiliation you are. If you have, you know, the backbone and the bollocks, you come on. If you don't, you don't. That's just how
and
it is.
And since it's a talk show, we don't really put restrictions
on. We don't put restrictions. We'll discuss his situation with the national flag carrier.
National broadcast carrier,
radio carrier, airwave message carrier, national.
It's so strange. Because in our years.
Broadcasting entity, whatever you want
to
call it.
And I do respect that everybody runs their show differently. You know, correct. They run it as they see fit. But usually in our years of radio, particularly when we did another kind of radio, like with music based, it used to be the celebrities, you know, that people would come in and say, hey, just don't ask them about this, or please don't. And that still managed to get there somehow, because I feel like if you're talking to people,
you need to be able to answer whatever questions.
You need to be able to answer questions. We usually it's the guests that are saying, please don't ask me about this, and not the hosts that say, hey, you can't talk about, you know, that's weird, but we'll hear from him.
That. And obviously, you know, like I said, that's not our style. We want you to answer the questions,
it's
and we're
different.
Gonna
like
ask
I
the questions.
Like I said, everybody runs their ship differently. So
and for different reasons.
Sure.
All right, but if you want to chime in, the phone lines will be open, and we want to hear from you. So here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right, that's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And part of the conversation. And of course, you know, we look forward to having a candid conversation with Mr. Isaacs, but you know, part of the conversation is going to be the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Here's what's blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Before I get into this, Lord, Father God, Daddy of baby Jesus, please do not make me, allow me to laugh. Because I'm trying to keep my comedians out on, off, but it's slipping back on. So please, God, guide me. And let me read these headlines properly. Thank you very much. Amen. Pintard slams Davis. The words of a PM must be credible and based. Man, look, listen. I am honest to God. You know, I've said this a number of times on this show. If I got a breakfast bunch, if I got a football crew, if I got a weekly poker game at the house, if I got a weekly get-together on Fridays with the boys.
Or watch baseball. Yeah.
Or watch baseball. The prime minister.
That's your wingman.
He had that circle.
That's
he had that table.
Dog. Yeah.
Now, I may not ask him to do some other things for me, but I mean, he's still all right with me. So I say this from a general point of concern, because I've said this, I've always told my PFB friends, y'all can't touch Brave, everybody like Brave. It's the body that's going to undo y'all. But right now, from what I'm hearing, is the body trying to undo the PM. I'm hearing people saying all kind of things, and a lot coming out of the PFB camp. Okay, first and foremost, I think the PM misspoke. I think we've established the fact that he misspoke.
When?
You mean which time?
Yeah, like, well, no, was well, hold on. Speak in the house well, when he said there was going to be...
Well, and then there was the hedge.
But focus on just this recent event. And then there's a hotel.
I mean, you asked me if he misspoke. Go I'm ahead. Trying to figure out.
You got a list. Go ahead.
So in this instance, Benny misspoke.
Sure.
We went in depth on it.
Right.
We played the clip. I mean, you were in the house. What, Mr. Davis, you are right with me, but the Mandela effect really messed up a lot of things for a lot of people. Like, I still can't listen to Journey. And Don't Start Believing, and know how the song go, and y'all done changed that on me and said it's the Mandela effect. Y'all done said it was childhood products that I grew up watching and know how the commercial go. No, that it didn't go like that. It's the Mandela effect. Listen, you ain't running no Mandela effect, and I watch too much Star Wars. You cannot run a Jedi mind trick on me, because guess what? If you're Star Wars, you wouldn't be that kind of Jedi. But anyhow, that's a different story. The Force still strong with you. What I'm saying is, I know where I'm living. Okay? I'm pinching myself. Slap me real quick, MJ. See? I'm here in the moment. And I was in the moment when you stood up in the house and you said what you had to say.
I did not slap him, but go ahead.
You understand what I'm saying? So why are you trying to gaslight me to the point to make me question my own sanity? Because I know I heard you say what you said. We did a coldest video on it. I know the darn clip, Mr. Prime Minister. What are you talking about?
Let me say this. Just based on my observation of his denial in the House the other day that he hadn't said those, I am convinced that he did not recall saying it. But that doesn't alleviate my concern, because this particular issue, big blow up about a week and a half ago when he, came out very angrily and made some, less than wise comments about the editor of The Guardian.
I'm glad you went. I didn't even get there.
He accused her of all sorts of things, including nepotism, all these stuff. I mean, he had very, very strong words, right? I was under the impression that after the big hullabaloo that he and his team, the prime minister and his team, would have looked at the article again in depth, examined the issue, and then realized, well, no, she was actually accurate. She was actually correct, because she was talking about the surplus that I spoke about. They would have pulled his communications team, his advisors, whomever, would have pulled the budget communication, because it's right there. It's available online. Anybody can read it and say, this is what this article was in reference to, because that is what the article spoke to. And then say, that did happen, and quickly and quietly move on from that subject, because there's no win in that particular subject. But to double down and triple down a whole 2 weeks later, it really raises other questions about the competency level of those advising the prime minister, those around him, those briefing him, and of the prime minister himself, to be quite honest. Because you pick a fight like that and you say such strong words, then you really should know exactly what it is you're talking about. So that part of it kind of disturbs me. That part of it makes me a bit afraid. Now, everything that's come out of that,
And I would like for the Mr. Producer, we got them, right? The second one I sent you, I need you to play first. And then the first one I sent you, I need you to play second. Okay?
I would like, because you're hearing some stuff now. This has gone from something that could have been easily dealt with, I think, a couple of weeks
ago. And I'm thinking with so many, see what had happened. We've heard from the PM. This would have been a little formal. See what had happened was... I perused it. I'll be honest with you.
I'm busy. Working hard,
Right.
All that kind of thing.
But climate change is real.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get my frequent flyer miles and points in order.
Getting ready for COP 30 or 31, whatever it is now. And I didn't really read it, but now I understand.
But since we're in football season, MJ, allow me to go back to the tape, since we got game tape on the PM. Game tape. And this is what initially was said by the Prime Minister, Mr. Davis, in the House of Assembly, initially, that started all of this, that opened up this Pandora's box, or this Candia's box.
Oh, my gosh.
And can of worms.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is what started it right here. Here we go.
However, for the majority of the second half of this current fiscal year, you have witnessed monthly surpluses. The month of February 2020 surplus of $58.6 million. The month of March 2025, satellite surplus of $169.6 million. And as I mentioned earlier in this communication, the first fiscal performance for April 25, which is near 357 in revenues, but we suggest that the strong revenue performance, our preliminary data shows April at a surplus position of $135.4 million. So again,
now, when I initially heard that, I said, all right, he's having a little difficulty with surplus and surpluses and surplus and also. And I said, okay, I understand sometimes the world will get you off course, but basically he's trying to say we got $135.4 million surplus.
We up. Yeah, we up.
And then it went to, as of yesterday or day before, this right here.
During my budget communication, I projected that there would be a deficit in April.
Okay, all right. First of all, we got to thank Mr. Kwesi Thompson from the FNM, because not once, but not twice, not three times, he has actually had to show the PLP in the House of Assembly with the hands in, with the record of what they said. Last one being Mr. Lightburn, now Mr. Davis. I'm starting to be a little worried now. When I got PLPs rolling up to me and saying, Naughty, boy, we in trouble, Naughty. You can't even call the leader brave no more. I got to call him Philip Biden Davis. When I heard that today, I was like, ouch. And I felt that from my buddy.
Right. So this is what I was saying earlier.
And if that's coming from the PLP camp.
It's looking... Bahamians are basically left with, because the prime minister was so adamant, because this issue didn't just pop up and, you know, you could say, okay, well, I didn't remember saying it, but, you know, if I did, I wish that would have happened. I wish his team would have advised them, prime minister, you know, you did say this. This was a part of, I mean, sure, the speechwriters remembered they put that little piece in there that caused all the controversy. But none of that happened, apparently, over the last 2 weeks or however long it's been since this issue hit the fan. And now Bahamians are saying either the prime minister is starting to lose it a little bit. And I got to tell you guys, I'm so uncomfortable with that. As someone that lives with an elderly person, I don't know if you're okay with us talking about this. Because your dad is 93 years old and he, you know, has... beautiful days, and then some days are not as good in terms of his, you know, cognitive abilities. But overall, it's pretty good. But as you get older, you know, you do have these little senior moments, little slips, right? So that whole conversation is uncomfortable for me because I do not think the prime minister is there. But this is what some people are starting to say, that they wonder
but
if it's a bit of a...
Is your first impression... or perception is reality in some cases, and some people look at it and what they perceive is an etched in their mind.
I know, I understand that.
And no matter
that.
How hard you try to change that subject, they're still thinking, boy.
I also understand that it now, even if we can all agree that, you know, this is just a major, major flub that should have gone this far, it gets you to thinking about the future. Now they're looking at his age. Well, the prime minister is older than, you know, other previous prime ministers. Well, the prime minister is looking to serve. And I think when the person mentioned Mr. Biden, it draws it into what does this look like 5 years from now? If he's reelected like 5 years from then. See, it forces those conversations.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that they're bad conversations, but they wouldn't have needed to be had in this moment had his people or himself, you know, done the research, shown the competency there. The second option for persons is that this is deliberate deception. Now, like I said, and this is just my opinion. You guys can tell us how you feel about it. But just based on the way he adamantly reacted, I think he really thought he never said those words. But I could easily be wrong. I don't think that the prime minister was deliberately trying to deceive. But there's no good luck in this situation whatsoever. And not only does he owe the executive editor an apology. He now owes us all
an apology.
As the public, an apology because he stood on his feet twice in the House and the second time saying, oh no, never, I never. I mean, we all saw the tape. This is weird stuff.
Maybe, you know, his handlers or folks who are dealing with this.
He doesn't have a handler. The prime minister does not have a handler.
The communications.
His team.
His team. Maybe they should huddle up. and focus on these kind of things instead of trying to start fires elsewhere
or
distract people with other things when they need to do something like this.
Do you remember when the statement came out that day from the hullabaloo saying that the difference was because of late payment of treasury bills? Who wrote that?
Yeah.
Who came up with that? Because
You have to start with the office of the prime minister, right?
And director of communications,
wouldn't that be like, Latrey?
If the prime minister was responsible or was aware of that statement, then
did that statement come from Mr. Wilson?
He would have had the full understanding of why April was the focus and what the difference was in April. Now he's saying he always projected a deficit. This is weird.
All right, let's get to the text lines real quick here with our talking heads out there in Joe Public land, I have to say. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I watched the live proceeding. What I saw from the PM was certainly not a man lying. It was a confused man. It was a flabbergasted man, and flabbergasted that the government leader of business nor anyone else found a way to shut it down. The Bahamas is in a state of crisis. My biggest concern at this moment is who is running the government?
I most certainly believe that the prime minister is running the government, but you see these kinds of questions, I cannot call them illegitimate because this event didn't just take place. This is over 2 weeks. How do we still get here after 2 weeks? So the public has a right to, you know, think what they want to think in the absence of any kind of plausible explanation.
Good evening, Naughty and MJ. Please go easy on the PM. He just might be experiencing an early sign of dementia or Alzheimer's. Well, if that's something we need to talk about, we're going to talk about it.
I'm so certainly not comfortable.
We're going to handle it in kid gloves. But
diagnosing people, you know, based on the events in the House of Assembly.
Naughty and MJ, this is a well-crafted distraction.
You think so? That's an interesting aspect. I mean,
Naughty and MJ, who was the speechwriter on the PM's watch? They should be gone already. They should no longer be there.
They should have been. There should have been a meeting after that first big hullabaloo made about the Guardian the Guardian article. It wasn't an edit. It was an article. And they should have said, okay, this is included because so-and-so sent us this information. Treasury, finance, somebody told us this was going to be.
This is where we got it from.
The preliminary numbers say we're looking good.
But no Freedom of Information Act and all of that.
No, but then did nobody step forward? Was there no correction made? Was there no follow-up as to how that made it into his speech in the first place? I mean, what's happening? What's going on?
Maybe the callers could tell us. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Naughty and MJ. I don't have the words to thank you all for helping us digest this. I don't even know what to call it. My favorite word has been a word Chivago used, the mirage. I knew it was a mirage from Jump Street. But Naughty, I hear you. Not Naughty, MJ.
Hey.
I hear you. I've become an avid fan of yours.
Thank you.
And I like the balance that you bring to Naughty.
Thank
because
you.
Even
and I like the balance she brings to me, too.
He's been a comedian in his mean profession most of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, we may joke with it, you know.
And a good
even many being serious.
Yeah.
So you being here is a great balance. But as I listen to you and you go through the diatribe of legitimate questions and concerns that people can have right down to whether or not this man losing his head or not. And I feel you on that, MJ, because I had a grandmother who experienced the same sickness, so that ain't nothing for us to play with some of us.
Yeah.
But the question I think we really ought to be asking at this point to end this all,
right?
When you can call election.
Ah, thank you very much.
I think that all questions need to just hang on that question.
Mm.
Because in all instances, whether it's deliberate, whether it was a misstep, because they've had plenty of missteps. He called misstep this and misstep that. I didn't say this, I didn't say that.
Right.
At this point, it don't need to be no further discussion. The consensus just need to be when you can call election, brother.
I hear you, caller. Thank you
so much. Good stuff, caller,
man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Let's get this other call in real quick before we get to the break. Talking heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm great. I have a question and I have a comment after the question.
Go right ahead.
If the prime minister said or if he didn't say it, is a projected figure an actual figure?
Hello? You repeat yourself again, caller.
If the prime minister said what was said that he said, is that a projected figure? Is that an actual figure or is it a projected figure?
It was a projected figure based on the projections that he was given and that he read. So obviously if he read it and repeated the projections, then he repeated an incorrect projection in the process.
Okay, that's what you're saying. But
that's what he said. Do I have to play it for you again? The clip is right there. Hold on a second. When you say that's what I'm saying, I am quoting what the PM said in the House of Assembly.
Yes. All right. Now,
do I need to play the clip again for you for clarity's sake?
You don't have to play the clip for clarity's sake. Now, I have a comment. Y'all are saying the Bahamian people are interested in all of this, but only the Guardian Radio is continuously playing this. You know, nobody.
I think, caller,
we'll keep it moving.
I think that I'm hearing the caller, and maybe there are persons that feel that way, that, you know, this is not that big of a deal, but there are a lot of people, because when he made the statements in the House the other day, when he said, never, I can't tell you how many text messages I got, and people are you seeing this?
What I don't want the caller to get confused is, this show and this station is not compromised like other media houses could come under attack for. And the proof is there. Who used to be there, where they ended up, and who's there now, and the agendas that they're spewing. If you lack backbone and bollocks and brains, don't come on this show. If you don't want to be challenged about something, don't come on. Because it was clearly said in the House of Assembly by the Prime Minister exactly what it was.
Yeah,
and the fact that you're trying to spin it and twist it, it's ridiculous. Maybe we here at Guardian hear the cries of the people and are the only voice of the people left in this wilderness left by the PRP administration from 21 to now. So maybe we have to do it. Maybe we're on a mission from God for country first. Even for some of y'all who are a little blind to see it right now and got your little political agendas and you're making money and you're eating good, this thing go for all Bahamians, not just for a selected few. This our things, mine and yours. Whatever day we Bahamians first. And who don't like it, I'll be kicking on Talking Heads. Good lump it. That's how it is. We're still going to take calls. We're still going to ask the questions. It's not going to change. That's why we the talk show that other talk shows listen to. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break, we got our special guest, Mr. Omar Isaacs, and we'll discuss his situation on a ZNS show on 104.5 in Grand Bahama. Was he muzzled? Was it victimization? We'll figure it out on the flip side of the break as the Friday, August 8th edition of Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ continues right after this.
Some are rally back and some of them talk so back. Me say some of them are friars and some of them are nuts. Full of pose and nothing. When you buck them, can't defend that.
Long day? Hungry crew? Say less and satisfy everyone with KFC's Summer Buckets. Grab a super summer bucket and get 8 juicy pieces of fried chicken, 8 nuggets, corn, our new white rice with gravy, 4 buttery biscuits, 4 switch of pink lemonades, and 4 dessert biscuits. So whether it's on the beach, at home, or chilling with the crew, KFC's Summer Buckets starting at just $20 bring all the flavor. Summer with KFC. It's finger licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
We're back at you on the Friday, July 8th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty, along with Mary Jane and your company, right up until 6 p.m. Right now, we're into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Let's get down to Grand Bahama. We've got our special guest today, the ratified candidate for West End and Bimini, Mr. Omar Isaacs. We're going to have a good conversation with him. Obviously, we'll get caught up with him as to who he is, who he people is, where he's from, or his roots down there. But more pressing is an incident that occurred last week. And obviously, you know, I wanted to have a conversation with Mr. Isaacs. MJ wanted to have a conversation because obviously we want to get to the bottom of it. So first of all, we'd like to welcome him to the show. Mr. Isaacs, how are you? Welcome.
I am well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, we can hear you loud and clear.
Yes.
And obviously, we got lots to talk about, but I'm glad you had took time to join us. But it's something that we want to address. Obviously, freedom of speech and the press is very important to us and getting, you know, messages out from whichever political party you're from. I think we want some clarity on the situation that you came under last week on 104.5 in Grand Bahama. You made an appearance on a talk show. What can you let us know about that situation? We've seen it play out in the media. We've seen various reports. I want to hear from you. What exactly happened to you when you went on that show?
So firstly, let me thank you, Naughty and MJ, for the opportunity to be on your show and utilize this platform to speak on behalf of my constituents in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. But the show was an unfortunate event where I was invited on a show. Let me take it a step back, because prior to me being ratified, I was invited on the show by the co-host and the host, but I was denied access to the show at that point in time because the managers and the management said that they should not interview a potential candidate. He has to be a candidate.
What?
So Naughty.
So wait a minute. They didn't want to interview you as a potential candidate. They wanted to
correct.
Wait to interview
okay,
you when you
strange.
Became a candidate.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm making sure I get this as
what?
We go.
I said, you know what? May or ratified, I will be back. And so said, so done. Fast forward to the interview that we're talking about now. They got prior approval because the show was on a Wednesday. The Wednesday prior, they would have gotten approval from management to have me on the show. They knew that Omar Isaacs, a ratified candidate for the Free National Movement for West Grand Bahama and Bimini, was going to be on the show. Stepping up, 9:30 a.m., everything was positive. We had positive vibes, and you would see from my TikTok clip, I had some footage of all three of us inside the studio having a good old time during the introductory segment. During that same introductory segment, which I say, give or take, would have been, about 10 minutes, I made it known who I was, made it known my mission, and what I plan to do in West Grand Bahama should and when I become the Member of Parliament. We went to a break shortly thereafter, and the studio door opened up, the host was called out, and they played a loop for longer than I was comfortable. So I was like, what's going on? Yeah, so, you know, the co-host, then he stepped out, and, you know, they came back in. The host visibly upset, and I can't, you know, talk politics or, you know. I said, how can that be? I mean, you knew that I was coming on the air, and just by my... ratification. You have a whole ratified candidate on your show. What are we going to talk about then? So we went back and forth while the loop was still going, and we all agreed that we would just talk about social issues and the social issues that particularly are going on in West Grand Bahama. So we came back on air. The host made his stance clear, just to cover himself, that he won't speak about politics, he'll only speak about social issues. Well, Naughty, I have a few social issues that I want to talk about even on your show, about what, you know, the people have told me.
Just a second, let me call corporate and legal to see if you can discuss them. Can you call corporate and legal and see?
I
okay,
think
thank you'll
be free to talk on this show, Mr. Isaacs.
Yeah. But MJ Naughty, I mean, it was only, I believe, two questions that was asked of me. The second questions, I gave them a rapid fire concerning Holmes Rock Primary and when it was going to open, or Holmes Rock Middle School, when it's going to open, the $183 million administrative error concerning roadworks in West Grand Bahama. Wanted to know what's going on with the Bimini Airport. And I just gave them rapid fire, and I guess that was a bit too heavy. And the studio door bust open, and a gentleman came to the door and gave the host the next signal to tell him cut it. Mm. And that was like 35 minutes into an hour and a half interview. So the sequence for me was just too ironic, too coincidental. Just like I mentioned, they were asked of me. It's not that I went in bullying my way through an interview. It seems it's too ironic and too coincidental for me to begin speaking about things that are and issues that are pressing to my constituents, and then to be shut down like that. I like I call it, it's disheartening. It was a disgrace, to be honest. And up until this point, I didn't feel as if I needed an apology, you know. But my good deputy leader, he wanted to push for one. And after I saw the press statement that ZNS and the Broadcasting Corporation would have issued, I do feel now that I need an apology, because that press statement, they contradicted themselves at least three times in that press statement.
So go ahead.
My quick question for you, Mr. Isaacs. To your knowledge, prior to you appearing on the show, have there been any PLP candidates that are presently MPs from Grand Bahama that have been on the show, or any other PLP guests that were talking, you know, policy or anything that the PLP has achieved on that show prior to you being there?
I can't say for sure, but I know it's an open show, and it's really focused on the youth. It's a younger demographic, and that's who I really wanted to speak to concerning, you know, just things that are going on in our community, especially those in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. I know that we publicized it enough that the younger voters were listening in, and they were the ones that I wanted to hear what was really going on in the community, not what was being splashed out there and put on the program. But the co-host is an employee of the ministry side with the talk show, and of course the host is a civil servant in himself. But of both of them, they had straight talk. They heard me on two other shows here in Grand Bahama. One was with Lady Mark at the Rhythm, and the other was with Dawn Martin on Mix 102. And they felt as if my commentary and what I was speaking and discussing then was noteworthy enough to invite me on their show. Unfortunately, I don't think that the management of the Broadcasting Corporation felt the same. And it's not their fault. As you know, Gnadi, I would have, you know, spoken with you about my resume. You know, I got my Master's of Science in Organizational Management and Leadership from West Governors University. And one thing I learned during that timing is that good governance, at the heart of good governance is good management. And unfortunately, across the public sector, we have poor management. We have poor management of our financial resources, like you were talking about. We have poor management of our natural resources and poor management of our most precious commodity, our human resource. You could see it throughout the public sector with high turnover in the Department of Immigration. Persons being moved in and out. You could see it with persons being shifted from this place to that place. I mean, it's a mess.
Okay, Mr. Isaacs, I just want to ask you a couple of quick questions before we get on to some of the things that you probably wanted to talk about then that you'll definitely get a chance to talk about today.
Please and thank you.
On that, when you initially agreed to the interview on Power 104, 4.5's man-to-man conversation, so what you were allowed to speak on versus what they didn't want you to speak on before you arrived at the station, did they say anything to you?
No, it was just as I mentioned to you.
Right.
The general talking points were going to be, hey, you're the ratified candidate. We want to know who you are. I know right. that our demographic and those that are listening, they want to know who you are because all of us are from the same generational set. And they just wanted me to speak on matters that I was speaking on other radio shows with a little twist, with their own little flair, because they were coming at me with questions from different angles. And I was more than happy to accommodate the questions that they were actually bringing to me. You see, MJ, I wasn't that we were there with an agenda or something specific to speak on. I told them, I'm an open book. Whatever they bring to the table, I'll be able to speak on it. I didn't limit them in any way.
Okay.
But unfortunately, like you mentioned,
you were limited.
Just
weird.
One who limited.
Yeah, that's not normally the way it happens. You know, where the businesses that we've been in. But I will note that the Broadcasting Corporation said that they reject any claims of political victimization. Let's get that on the record, because like you mentioned, they did put a statement out. But I want to ask you this, Mr. Isaacs, because not only are you a ratified candidate, you're a citizen of this country, you're a taxpayer, you fund ZNS. ZNS doesn't belong to the government. ZNS belongs to the people. So as a citizen of this country who experienced, an interaction with our national broadcaster firsthand, how do you feel about the way you were treated that day to see happen in the future? How can this be avoided in the future?
That's an awesome question, because I liken my experience. I have three beautiful children, and I liken that experience to one of my kids coming into the house and I telling them, you can't use the stove. You can't use the washer and dryer. This is my house. And that's how I felt. I felt like I live here too.
Right.
This is something that I pay for. I'm a tax paying citizen. And, the leader of the Free National Movement, Michael C. Pantad and Shenandoah Cartwright, they have drummed into all of us that these 17 ratified candidates and those who are to come, we work for the people. And I didn't feel that from those at the Broadcasting Corporation. I didn't feel as if they worked for me. They made it known that, listen, you are, how I felt. I felt like a second-class citizen on that day, which is what motivated me to stop myself in my tracks and make a TikTok right in front of the building. I said that I know the sting of victimization. My family knows the sting of victimization, and I felt it on that very day, which is why I said that I would speak truth to power like I'm doing right now, and I will let others who succeed me know that this is wrong. You will never have to go through this. If I am and when I become the member of parliament, my constituency and my constituents will not have to go through anything like this moving forward.
All right, Mr. Isaacs, we're going to get through a couple of texts, and then I'm going to ask you to hold because we're going to get to the news. It's only for the news. Okay. And then nobody going to come kick through the Zoom until you get out. And we'll pick up the call for the news, all right? So I want you to hang tight, and I appreciate
you
being so candid.
Thank you so much for your time. Yeah,
thus
thank
far.
You for your time.
Let me get a couple of these texts before we get to the break. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. The most outrageous part about this story is how quiet the PRPs, MPs, including the speaker, are. The silence is deafening. Naughty, who was the speechwriter on the PM's watch? Another one coming. People aren't been the speechwriter.
Well, because that person, anyway, I don't know.
Will the PM have to eat his nothing burger of surplus with cheese and apologize to Candia Dames? Will that happen?
I think an apology is due. At first, I was like, an apology is due. I felt that initially from they called it an attack, the attack that he launched, that day. But then it kind of died down. I was like, maybe there was a personal phone call. We don't know. Maybe that happened and he may have privately apologized. I don't know. But based on what I saw the other day in the house, I mean, he's, would they say standing on business on this? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't say that. I
wouldn't choose this hill to die on, I'll tell you that much.
And I wouldn't do it. I mean, it's clear that you said those words. Those words were reported. And still 2 weeks later, you don't have clarity on the situation. This is not a good look at all. And an apology is now not only owed to Kendia Dames, the editor, the executive editor of the Nassau Guardian. I feel like an apology is owed to the public, because this is a little bit, this could be a little bit of gaslighting happening, and it shouldn't be happening.
Naughty, and MJ, did you hear that caller? Only the Guardian is interested in what the Prime Minister said. After the Prime Minister's unjustified attack on the editor of The Guardian, demanding an apology from her and insinuating her as being biased, because these PRPs can question the credibility of everyone else, but never question anything they're saying. This is a new era and people are very much informed. You can no longer urinate on people's head and call it rain. We know the difference. We grew up in Cat Island.
Can I say that I'm surprised also by those ministers, as well as MPs, backbenchers, all of them that were sitting in the house that day. None of them followed up on the story from the initial little argument that broke out. None of them realized, okay, well, he did say it, so we just have to clean this up. But, I mean, everybody just sat there. And still some was even saying, yes, yes, when he said he never said it. It's crazy. Is everybody asleep at the wheel? Like, is no one paying attention to what's really happening? This is weird stuff. I'm sorry.
Naughty, when your guest is elected, I hope Pintar, just out of irony, gives him chairman of ZNS.
Oh,
On that note, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We got the news coming up for you. And on the flip side of the news, we'll continue our conversation with Mr. Omar Isaacs. And we will talk sports. We got a bunch of NFL preseason games to talk about, WNBA and Major League Baseball all coming up. So keep it right where you got it. The Friday, August 8th edition of Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ continues right after this.
On the Pinland, man, them hotter. On Back Bush, man, them did hotter. Warwicka Hill, man, them running hotter. Nannyville, man, them did hot. Mr. Summer rally back, a summer them time summer.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
The technicians at Muffler World on Mackey Street and Robinson Road can do a lot of things to make your car perform better. Like make sure the wheels are properly aligned and that your brakes actually work and that your car is using the correct oil and, in fact, has oil. Those same techs can replace your entire exhaust system. Check out Muffler World for the top of the line Walker muffler. Now, if you want your ride to sound rude, Muffler World can help you there too with a system by Flowmaster. Muffler World, Mackey Street and Robinson Road. Mufflers and a whole lot more.
Back to school starts at Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store. We've got it all. Shirts, blouses, pants, pleated skirts, and cotton school shirts where the official logo is embroidered right on the chest. Shop early and get 10% off all ready-made uniforms and uniform fabrics. Visit us at number 107 Mackey Street or call 393-0758. 393-0758. Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, where quality meets value.
Hear that? That's not just a crunch. It's the sound of flavor turning up. Introducing the Doritos Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, a delicious combination of KFC's juicy original recipe extra large filet, stacked with real Doritos nacho cheese chips for a loud, cheesy crunch in every bite. It's bold, it's crunchy, and it's only $8.95. Everyone's chasing the crunch. Don't be the one who missed it. KFC and Doritos, a crunch that's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane!
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Now special dedication to all dogs of dogs, dedicated to all top dogs, liberty crew. Call Tony, Kevin, Mark, Robert, and Wilder, Pats, and Riding Show. Curfew!
Sometimes I back some of them.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffalo World, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Defend that if I Bellevue you come from, we're sending you go back. Cause with them there when they get around art. When we look in the food for the pot. Man, I'm
yo, back. Why didn't you buy this?
We have a rampacker.
We're back at you on the Friday, August 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty Long and Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:08 p.m. is the time. We will wrap up our interview with our special guest, FNM ratified candidate for West End and Bimini, Mr. Omar Isaacs. We'll continue the conversation there. We'll wrap that up. And MJ and I'll talk some sports before it wraps up. And I got some Rich Eisen for you, too, and some NFL updates, so calm down. All right, yeah. Muff, I hear you. You got sports junkies. Just hang tight. Be coming now. All right, so we have Mr. Isaacs joining us again. Glad to have you back on the show, Mr. Isaacs. We obviously discussed your situation with the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas last week with your interview, 104.5 in Grand Bahama. I mean, pretty much everybody, it's fallen to public domain. I think public domain pretty much made up their mind as to what it was. I don't care how it's what press release was put out. I don't think you should have been removed from the show. I think you should have your opportunity to express yourself, because I don't think it was anything overly political if you're talking about social needs and issues in Grand Bahama.
I appreciate that, Naughty. I appreciate that. And I feel the same way. My family feels the same way. And most importantly, the constituents of West Grand Bahama and Bimini feel the same way, because we had an outpouring of support from both sides. In Bimini, as well as here in West Grand Bahama, of persons who are actually fed up of, you know, what is being going on here in Grand Bahama. Because a lot of things have been spun, whether it be the Grand Lucayan deal, whether it be, you know, the gutting of the Grand Bahama airport, and then nothing. We get no kind of notice, no kind of information on either deal, whether or not we're going to have the Grand Bahama International Airport be built within this tenure of the PLP government, or in our tenure, the Free National Movement, when the Free National Movement takes government. But there's a lot of spinning that's been going on, and a lot of persons are just tired of it. You know, Naughty, here it is. I always ask this question. If a company like Google, or a company like TikTok, say that they were going to go ahead and hire a CEO that was 75, 76 plus, I ask most of my constituents and most of the people around me, what would you think about that? A lot of people say, listen, that is not where we're going to go. They're not going to grow as a company with somebody of that age and that stature, unless they are a professional at it. But here we are, speaking about putting PM Davis back at age 75, 76, I don't believe that's a good look for the country. I do believe that the leader, Michael C. Pintard, he's well-equipped and a vibrant and a fresh look on where we're headed as a country and the direction that he's headed. I'm foot for foot behind he and Shenandoah Cartwright.
All right, well, you got a good opportunity, Mr. Isaacs. You're on Talking Heads. All right, so we could talk about the issues that you weren't allowed to talk about on the episode. And trust me when I tell you, you got more people listening now than you did then. So trust me, it's all good.
I appreciate that. But the first issue I wanted to bring to the public's attention is the opening of the new middle school in Holmes Rock. There's a lot of fanfare going on around it, and my team and I just recently, we walked the grounds once again. Naughty, this school has been closed up for the better half of 12 years.
But it hasn't been open. And wasn't there a lot of, you know, bragging about this school being open when they had the by-election in West End and Bimini?
Correct. They had a bragging on the government complex. They had bragging on this Holmes Rock Middle School. And, you know, during that by-election, which I worked, and I was in the heart of it, for the most part, I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, Naughty MJ. The PLP did more in West Grand Bahama in the 2 weeks leading up to Obadiah's funeral than they did in the past 4 years for West Grand Bahama. I can tell you that bar none. The roads got patched. You got persons on the side of the road cleaning up. You had all kind of things opening. And I was like, if they could have done this within 2 weeks' time, that's a slap in our face that they have dragged their feet for this long to do something as simple as open up a middle school when we know that they could have. But the middle school has sat there for 12 years, closed and shut it up. And I had the opportunity to walk through it, and I saw mold spores on the walls and up in the corners of the walls. And it's not too... I just wanted to ask the question to the Department of Environmental Health. I wanted to know if they went through the proper protocols before we opened that school on September 1st. That's my first question, because I don't need anybody putting our little babies in that school to gain political brownie points. And this is not me. This is not me trying to oppose it. I am for it. I want to see that beautiful school being open, but I just do not want to put our little darlings at risk, none whatsoever. Beyond that, Naughty.
So are they going to? Are you suggesting that they need a mold remediation team go in there and check that property before it's actually occupied by teachers and students?
I am saying that out loud. I do not know whether or not it has been done, but this administration has not been transparent at all. And we need some transparency when it comes to this particular issue with the opening of that school.
Well, we hope that the relevant authorities are listening and take your, you know, suggestions to heart, because you're absolutely right. If there's something that could cause a health hazard, the school has been closed up for a long time, then I hope that they, you know, act on it before, and they have some time before September and get that all sorted out. I'm curious, Mr. Isaacs, what are some of the other issues in that constituency, West End, Grand Bahama, and Bimini, that you think need to be brought to the forefront, that you are interested in seeing, you know, some resolution to? What are the things that are happening down there in West End we should know about?
Well, let's stay within the medical industry and the medical field. Right now, we have two clinics in West Grand Bahama and one in Bimini. I just completed a walkabout in Bimini, and I'll start there, where I had a constituent on insulin for 6 weeks. Our medical facilities in West Grand Bahama and Bimini are undersupplied and understaffed, Naughty and MJ. And this is not something that, you know, I take pleasure in saying. I just, I'm bringing to the forefront what the people and my constituents are telling me. And this is a crisis that we need resolution to ASAP. So, you know, Minister Darvill, if you're listening, we need persons to check on the medical clinic in West End Village proper. That has the pharmacy has been closed there for the past 4 or 5 months. Inside 8 Mile Rock proper, that medical facility is understaffed. You have persons that are outside, you know, they're waiting for hours on end just to be seen. It's a crisis. Much like the immigration crisis that we have going on. But shifting gears, we had an awesome boat race and homecoming this past weekend.
Oh, that's
in
good.
West Grand Bahama. Yeah, and cool. I believe that there was a positive economic impact on the community. But Lord Naughty, MJ, I could be real with you. The whole time that I was up there with my family, I was praying for those who were going to and from Freeport.
Right, right.
Because there's a strip of road between Holmes Rock Settlement and the settlement of or the village of West End that is completely pitch black.
It's dark, yeah. No, I know.
It's completely pitch black. And that's something that's near and dear to me, because from high school.
It's been that way. I'm a little older than you. It's been that way for a very long time. And anytime we went down to West End, that was always the scariest, you know, a patch of road to traverse because it is so dark. And then, you know, water's on either side. So you get a little bit nervous sometimes in that whole area.
I've had family members that had lost their life on that road. Oh, and wow. I've had high schoolers that when I was in high school, we lost one of my classmates on that road. So I was just, you know, while I was, you know, grateful for the opportunity that the culture of West End to be, you know, shared with the world and shared with all of those who came home, it was just like, I this is something that I need to see resolution to. And that's one of the platforms that I'm running on, is to seek to place solar lighting on that strip of road to make sure that no one is harmed anymore. And I don't know why it hasn't happened as yet, but I believe that it should happen in the lead up to the capital of this island.
I think that, and you're absolutely right, and I think that there's such great potential in West End. Not only is it absolutely beautiful, like you feel like you're in a different place when you're in West End, but it's such a beautiful place. If the night sky in West End, I think, is the most beautiful in the Bahamas, and I've been to quite a few islands, but there's no pollution out there. So the night sky, you remember when we were down
Correct.
By Old Bahama Bay,
and
I showed you
I know
how beautiful
you told
the
me,
sky
if
is
you could
out
see
there.
From West End on a clear day, you could see
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Oh, no, that was my boy Julian Swish Gogli.
Someone else told you that. I didn't say that. I've never said that.
That was Swish Gogli.
West
yeah,
End
one
is
time
so
for Swish.
Absolutely beautiful. And the thing about it is when you have an area like West End that's not administered by the Port Authority, that is administered directly by the government, there's so many things that you can do so quickly. You know, if you had the right people in there showing that dynamism, that go-getter spirit, and just building, you know, and I wish we could see that happen sometime soon.
Yes, for the record.
That's something that I hope and I pray that I'm able to do. As you know, I own an investment management firm by Bahamian.biz. I've been an entrepreneur in West Grand Bahama for nearly 2 decades, half my life.
Wow.
Nadi and MJ. And I always speak about the business district of West Grand Bahama, which is not the constituency now, the business district that extends from Hepburn Town in the east all the way up to the village of West End in the west. And I tell people and let people know the West Grand Bahama Administrator's Office, you can fact check this, that we have 26,000 consumers in that settlement, in that business district. Why is it then, MJ and Naughty, we don't have one bank? We don't have one elaborate food store. And it's a turnkey. For too long, I have seen persons out of our community and our constituency have to go east into Freeport for the things that they need. When I become the member of Parliament for West Grand Bahama and Bimini within that business district, I want to see a second city be built in the second city. I always come in through Nassau and you see Carmichael, the City 2000.
Right.
I see the same model can happen in West Grand Bahama with 8 Mile Rock, the biggest settlement of persons in the Bahamas. We can start our own city there.
All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. You got a question, MJ?
No, let's get to the phones, and then I do have a few questions.
All right, talking heads.
Good evening, Naughty. How you doing?
How are you?
Oh, yeah, Jeff, Mr. Isaac, and MJ.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
yes.
Sir.
I just want to remind Mr. Isaac that the school is sitting for 12 years, he say, right? But under the F&M, it was closed for about 4.5 years, right? So we have to blame both parties. So I don't want him to come on the show and not leaving that out. So we need to speak to that also, and that the F&M had a part of it too. So let's be fair. So that's why I just called to remind him that 4.5 years was under the F&M also when the school was closed. That's all I call him to say.
Thank you so much, caller.
Good point, caller. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. What I wanted to bring to the caller's attention is that the contractors were paid under the PLP administration. They were paid out to finish a job. And I do believe that if you sign the heads of agreement, those who sign the heads of agreement and the contract are still responsible. And, you know, I said this before to you, MJ, and I'll say it again. There's a reason why a rear view is so small and the windshield is so big, because we're looking forward. Whatever the Free National Movement did in 2021, to when they met. That's then. This is now. And right now, we're looking towards a school that's going to be built, at least going to be open in September 1st. And we need to know that everything is straight with that building. They have the occupancy certificates, and our little babies are going into that school, a nice, freshly clean school with mold remediation, and there will be no health crisis on our hands as a result of somebody trying to push for political points.
All right, let's get to this other call, but let me get a couple of texts in. Good afternoon, Nadia and MJ. Why were the PLP rushing the FNM to bring out their candidates, and we've seen nothing from them? Naughty, on a good night, you could see Palm Beach from West End.
I'm sure the lights. I'm sure you can see the light. I just got to tell. I haven't seen it, so I can't speak to
my
it.
My boy, Julian Trish Coakley, former MVP of Hugh Campbell, told me. All right. Naughty and MJ, can you tell me, with the way the media is being muzzled and handled, has Mr. Pinden returned? Jesus.
Wow.
Okay, texter.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
I think, did we lose that caller?
All right, call us back, caller. If you can,
I just wanted to ask,
enough to be able to get to you, then call
Mr.
us back.
Isaacs, just tell us a little bit about yourself, please, and how did you get on this road, on this path, to wanting to serve your country and become a member of parliament? What inspired you to do that? And just give us a little bit of history about you, because we're getting to know you.
Yes, and thank you for that. Well, I started this journey, I would say, from 2006, when I opened up a gym in West Grand Bahama in 8 Mile Rock proper. I came home from college, and I didn't see much of an opportunity for a job. So I graduated with about $30,000 because I saved all of my scholarship checks, and I told my parents I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And, they helped me out a lot, them and my grandparents. They gave me the seed money to start Powerhouse Gym in 8 Mile Rock proper. And the rest is history. But in 2006, when I would have launched, Obadiah Wilshcombe came calling in 2007. And mm-hmm. he offered me an interview at the Ministry of Tourism. The interview went well. And while I was firmly... had 1 foot planted in the private sector, I got a job at the Ministry of Tourism, and I was responsible, fresh out of college, for spring break in Grand Bahama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was, it was a lovely time.
Big lift.
But I do believe that the seed of service and was planted when studentcity.com, they wanted to host an event here in Grand Bahama, which was a spring break company. They brought 1,500 kids to
Student City. You're talking about Stuart Chasen's operation, right?
Yeah, you got one in the same. You got it. You
the
got
great
it.
Stuart Chasen.
We hosted them for about 4 to 6 weeks, and 1,500 kids came to our event, Conk and Collect, and they were so impressed, and the kids were so impressed, that the following year, they brought back 5,000 kids.
Oh, wow.
And that was where I really, I said, hey, I might have a career at this.
Right.
But then shortly thereafter, because of the success that I would have garnered during Conk and Collect, I was asked to then be sent on to the Palmer's Tourist Office in London, where I was head time there. Then I was transferred and promoted as one of the youngest general managers of sales and marketing in the United States, where I oversaw all of the different states in the entire market for about 5 years. Then I was asked to come home under the Minnis administration, and I worked alongside Mr. Kwesi Thompson, who is a phenomenal member of parliament, who is a phenomenal mentor of mine. And he showed me the ropes, where he asked me to help him create this one-stop shop for the Bahamas Investment Authority here in Grand Bahama, where we didn't have to send everything to Nassau. We would be able to prepare all of the documents and have them approved remotely here in Grand Bahama. And it worked out perfectly. Unfortunately, the government changed. And like I told you, I know the sting of victimization because I was actually pushed out of government in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
But I transitioned pretty well because all of my knowledge base that I learned during my final four or five years at BIA, working with the Office of the Prime Minister, I parlayed that, and I opened buybohemian.biz, a concierge for foreign direct investment as well as domestic investment, hand-holding them all the way through government bureaucracy. And I find it so ironic that I actually created a business model based on the amount of red tape that we have in government. And this is something that I want to see cleared when I become the Member of Parliament. And I just want to be able to pour out all of this knowledge base, especially in West Grand Bahama, because I do believe that we have taken to become the mecca of tourism in Grand Bahama. We right now we're the mecca in boating, fishing, and diving. But Anadi MJ, we only have a little under 123 room nights in West Grand Bahama. That's a travesty.
Now, I wanted to ask a question about that in regards to the recent investment we've seen at Celebration Key and other cruise ship-based businesses and attractions. Are residents of West End and Bimini feeling the trickle-down? Are they part of this economic boom related to the cruise ships and Celebration Key, for example, or are they still displaced and not feeling the impact?
I would say it was a short-lived boom. And let me give you an example. I was just in Rocoville in West End and speaking with a family. And, you know, 18-year-old, he will be a first-time voter. And he was telling me about his experience. He doesn't have a car, but it's about five of them out of the village of West End that they carpool. And they have to be up, get this, at 4:15 a.m. to be on the road to get to work.
Oh, boy.
And when the carpool or the person who owns the car is not able or he's off on that day,
yeah,
these young guys have to foot it to the corner of West End to try and catch a bus that they still going to be late.
Yeah, that's
so,
that's
like
early.
I say, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a short-lived boom because a lot of persons, they were excited to get onto Celebration Key, but, you know, after they arrived, just the logistics, being able to be paid on time in certain cases. I've heard stories directly from taxi drivers who would go up there the night before and sleep in their jeeps, sleep in their cars, just so that they can get one or maybe two rides from the key.
Yeah,
I don't believe at this point in time, because they're still in development mode, I give them the benefit of the doubt that the trickle-down effect is very slow in getting to us on a grassroots level and impacting Grand Bahama, you know, positively.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Isaacs, because your story, your previous work in the government for your service to country is quite interesting. I hadn't realized that you worked in tourism before, that you worked out of the OPM in Grand Bahama before. That is, that's a lot, and that you went off to London to represent us, that you've been in the U.S. and did your thing there as well. But you have seen the other side of it where you, to quote you, were pushed out, you know, after the administration change, which we know that does happen sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah, it does.
But I'm curious because you've done a lot for your country, and I feel like I'm sensing from you that the country has also done a lot for you, given you a lot of opportunities. Is that the reason why you've chosen? Because you're not even back office anymore, politics. You're frontline politics now. Is that the reason why you've chosen to go this path, and you think that you're ready to deal with everything that comes along with being a frontline politician?
Oh, most definitely, MJ. When you stand from the OPM level, you get to peer into all branches of government, from the judiciary to the executive to the legislative branch. And, you know, I was in time before I was ratified, I was one of the only potential candidates who had the opportunity to sit in the galley at the National Economic Council meetings, who had the opportunity to sit in the galley at cabinet meetings and listen to the deliberations of the country, who can invest and who can't invest in this jurisdiction. And like I always say, and I'm usually real because I don't tell lies, I saw the good, the bad, and the ugly while I was at OPM. And when I left government, I could have sat back and say, well, you know what, me and my family, we doing good. But the spirit led me to say, you know, you have one or two choices here. You can either sit on the sidelines and cry and gripe about the foolishness that I've been seeing from this administration, or you can put your name in a hat and be the change that you wanted to be. And I chose the latter, MJ. There's too much things that I've seen from the immigration crisis, which is why I wanted to be around that table to help the member of Parliament, Pintada, and Shannon Dawn Cartwright and the others to create solution like SHIELD that's going to help us with the immigration solution. I'm a solutionist by trade, so I want to be around the table to help in a real way, not just, you know, writing policy, even though that's what I'm interviewing for. I'm actually interviewing to be a policymaker, but I want to shift the mindset of those within my constituency to understand that we work for you. What you want, we want it even that much more. But there's a disconnect right now, I believe, generationally, that I believe I can bridge, because there's a lot of very discouraged voter apathy in West Grand Bahama and Bimini is at an all-time low. And I'm trying my level best to educate them on why their vote matters, on why their voice counts. I stand on the shoulder of very, very great men, like my great-granddad, Garnet J. Lavarity, and who was a member of Parliament, and my granduncle, Warren J. Lavarity, who was a member of
Parliament. Man, you got political pedigree, young man. You got political...
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But life has come full circle for my family, and now I'm vying for the same seat that my granduncle once held. And he was the first person to actually pave the road across the Fishing Hole Road. And that's something that now, you know, some, I say, 40, 50 years later, we're still looking to try and get the roads paved in West Grand Bahama. Ain't that something?
Yeah, it's been a long, long road.
It's been a minute. And speaking of our minutes are running out. I want to thank you for joining us today, but obviously we got to get you back on the show again. So obviously I need to know you're available for that.
I am always available for you, Naughty MJ. I'm a fan of what you do, and I love your platform. And I wanted to take this opportunity to tell you, continue to keep your shoulder to the wheel. Keep everybody honest. And you know that the party that I have come to serve, we're a party of integrity. What I see you guys doing, you have integrity in your journalism, and I want to encourage you to remain focused on that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Isaacs. We're looking forward to speaking with you again. Hopefully we could get you in studio the next time you're here in the Capitol.
I would love it. I love it.
All right, I think you covered the bases you wanted to cover, right? That you couldn't cover on Zeta Nash, right? It's all good. I appreciate you. Continue to do well. And like I said, regardless of party affiliation, I support young candidates. And you just so happen to be a young candidate that's making a lot of sense. If you listen to some of the texts we got, good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I really now see why Clint and his crew at ZNS and indeed the government didn't want this young man on radio. Have you heard the member of Parliament for Bimini? No comparison. He is a very brilliant individual. I only wish I could vote for Mr. Isaacs. Tell him to continue on the path of excellence.
Excellent.
Here's another one for
you. We don't know Clint was involved with that, but yeah, thank you, Dexter. Y'all got no chill on a Friday.
Naughty and MJ, along with Dr. Fox, who you interviewed earlier this week, this is another stellar candidate for the FNM. So there you go. I mean, the people are talking. So obviously, you know, now you have that little bit of added pressure because, you know, now you're considered a brilliant candidate for the FNM, so you can't let the Texas know.
I take none of the glory. All the glory goes to the Most High. I am but a vessel that is being utilized by the people to speak on their behalf. That's why, you know, what happened to me with ZNS was so disheartening, because I have been chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. And I was chosen to be a voice for the voiceless. Shame on the Broadcasting Corporation for trying to stifle that. But now, you know, we're looking towards the next Bahamas and a new Bahamas under the direction and leadership of Michael C. Pintard and Shana Dawn Cartwright. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited.
There is a lot of excitement. And the closer and closer we get to the next election, I think it's only going to amp up. Thank you once again, Mr. Isaacs. We look forward to interviewing you when you come to this side, or maybe we'll do another Zoom conversation like this. But thank you so much for the time, your time today. We do appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take this quick break. Oh, we got one more. We take this one and then come back. And another one afterwards, right? Let's take this quick break.
This is
the
producer looking at you like, you know how this go. What you ask?
It's Friday, man. It's Friday. And I ain't gonna lie. My mind done on spit pieces long time.
I know. All right. Quick break right here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with Naughty and yours truly, MJ. You'll be back.
I game for pea soup.
Kingston run hard when we look in the food for we pot. Kingston with the wet mass up
When it comes to burgers and flavor, you already know he's the king. And he's the king of crunch, the master of flavor. And he's going to set your taste buds on fire. I'm talking about the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. No cap on this one. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and a bold chipotle sauce. Can't forget about the fixings that cover that crispy chicken patty. And if you love your beef patties, two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches. They're bigger, they're better, and bolder than the other guys. But hurry, they're only at Burger King Nassau for a limited time. So try one today.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, the Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Now special dedication to all dogs of dogs, dedicated to all top dogs, liberty crew. Man called Tony Kemp, man called Robert, and while apart to ride and show. Curfew! Sometimes a back of some of them a rally back. We a road boy, you tell we no take back no chat. Sometimes a back of some of them a rally back. But we a road boy, you tell we no take back no chat. You full of big chat and can't defend.
We're back at ya on the Friday, August 8th edition of Talking At Your Boy Naughty, along with Mary Jane and your company, right up until 6 p.m. And off the text lines, Naughty and MJ, can you please interview more ratified candidates from whatever political party they're from? It is very interesting and informative to learn who these people are, who we are going to potentially be voting for in the next election. Can you please do more interviews with potential candidates, ratified candidates?
Thank you so much, Texas. I think that's a great idea. I mean, we've always had an open invitation for any political. You could be an aspirant. You could be a ratified candidate. You
could be an independent.
You could be a sitting candidate. I think a lot of people that do remember the show when, I mean, because this show had another incarnation, and that was right before the last election, and we interviewed like
everybody, equal opportunity,
a ton of people, so you know, from the different parties, from the DNA, the COI, FNM, PLP, everybody is welcomed. And if you're an aspirant, you gotta have a little bit of something under you there. But whether you're an independent or you're ratified for the COI, the FNM, the PLP, well, I don't think they've ratified any.
They haven't ratified
yet,
anybody yet.
Regardless, if you want a place, if you want to come and sit and talk with us and tell us about, you know, who you are and your plans for the country, you're most certainly welcome. Because I must say, it has been refreshing hearing from the FNM's ratified candidate for Fox Hill, Dr. Nicholas Fox, and then Mr. Omar Isaacs just now, who's the ratified candidate for Grand Bahama. It has been very refreshing.
All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Naughty MJ, good afternoon.
What's happening, Jeff?
My brother and sister, I must say that interview was very, very inspiring. For someone who is an unknown, I think he did an exceptional job in articulating quite effectively his position on some of the issues that affect the country. And as one of the previous texts would have alluded to, it is very important that, yes, we do hear from these persons, especially the first-timers and the second-timers, so we can have a, so we can appreciate how much they think about this country, how much they the social ills really do impact them, and also to hear their pronouncements on how they desire to help to eradicate or lend their voices towards eradicating some of the things that negatively impact us as a people. My last point here is this. You know, I often wonder about these persons who are interviewed on these talk shows and do not like taking questions from the Bahamian public for whom they serve.
Right.
You know, that is very, very troubling. And then to say that they, in order for them to come onto the show, the condition is for them not to take questions. That's a totally different angle again. And if that is the position they decide to take, then they don't need to come on radio at all for their voices to be heard. But I think the Bahamian voices then need to be heard loud and clear through their vote, because they are not open and they're not transparent.
I agree with you.
The party rhetoric that a lot of them speak to, but they do not want the people who are their bosses to critique them and to tell them when they're doing wrong, what they're doing right, tap it down with their personal rhetoric and stuff. It speaks volumes. And, you know, my very last closing point is simply this. You know, many of us are concerned about the outcome of this upcoming general elections, where we have seen many persons who are eligible to vote according to persons already out here, but many of us feel that many of them are not eligible to vote in this election or any election because they are not of us. That's a very, very troubling thing, and yet they're trying to sugarcoat it by telling us that they're Bahamian. That's a bunch of nonsense. This election, by many, and I'm telling you right now, under the tree where I was today, many persons feel that this would be a stolen election should it go a particular way, because a lot of these persons are holding out documents, cannot speak English, but yet the biometric, if people already speculating, is a avenue, whereas these persons don't have to come to the ballot box. They can vote through electronically. That is a very troubling process. But let's see how this thing plays out, all right? But I congratulate the young man that came on, Mr. Isaacs. An excellent job representing the area that you want to run for. I, too, am very fond of Grand Bahama because of my family in Grand Bahama.
That's right.
I'm just going to continue to watch, listen, and fight for a better Bahamas and wrestle this country away from these hoodlums who want to hold us and keep us exactly where we are in turmoil. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Jeff. Thank good stuff, so man. Have a good weekend. Thanks. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty MJ. How y'all feeling?
What's
yeah,
going on, ma?
Yeah, now when y'all make sure some flat dumpling in that pea soup. Now.
You know that, boy. You know that.
Fold, like my grandmother used to fold them and ring too flat and fold. Yeah, you gotta have them in that.
Yes.
Yeah, you're all right, boy. What?
You know what time it is, Muff. You know what time it is.
For real, boy. Old school.
And I gotta have a cold one to wash it down with too.
Oh, you know that. You know how it's going, Naughty. Yeah, Naughty, a boy like you, boy. I guess we'll see football on the screen, boy. Preseason or not, boy. I guess we'll see football.
I don't care.
That's all I know. See, I guess we'll see football.
I so want to watch football, I'll even watch the Dolphins right now.
Oh, shoot. But, Naughty, let me ask you this. I watched the two games on the NFL Network, but I couldn't find the Philly game. What channel the Philly game is on?
I think Philly might have been on one of those other Peacock or NBC or one of them, yeah.
I couldn't find it.
Well, now you got a couple of weeks to upgrade your Fire Stick, that's all.
Yeah, no, but I mean, something my boy tell me might have been on the Philly station, but I didn't go on there. Look, I only checked Prime.
Well, normally, if you have capabilities of getting the local channels, then yeah, tune into the market like Philadelphia, New York, Dallas, Houston,
right,
LA.
That's what I didn't
and
do.
You got a local station that will cover it for sure.
Yeah. Now, Nori, I'm happy for Teddy, man. I'm happy for Teddy Bridgewater, man. I don't know how much you're getting for that 1 year, though.
Listen.
But I'm happy for him.
I'm happy for Teddy, man. Teddy ran and won a football championship in Miami. Over this last year, and he went in his own pocket to take care of his kids.
Right,
uniform,
that's why I don't like how the college board treated him.
Paid for them to take them to practice.
Uber and stuff like that. You can penalize the man for trying to get him to practice and stuff.
You got to realize he in Liberty City, all right? That's one of the rougher areas in South Florida. He was paying for kids Uber to get him to school on time, to get him to practice on time. He spent $200,000 on his team. Now they want to penalize him for that?
Yeah, Liberty, under the bridge, $180,000.
But I know why Teddy signed another one to bust out on his team as he win another championship this year.
How much he get for that 1 year? How much he getting?
At least he's a veteran.
You can find
minimum.
Him. Yeah, you can find him. But let me end with this. Let me go with this
couple
one.
Million for sure.
Right. Let me go with this one. I hope Mystery Dolphin listening. I really hope Mystery listening. Mystery, I hope you see Donald J. Trump, the president of the United States, went with Tua Tagovailoa. Named him put him on the sports council. Not Dak Prescott or Patrick Mahomes or none of them. But no, Jalen Hurts or none of them. Tua was named on his sports council. The president of the United States.
Yeah, but how long Tua Tagovailoa lasted before ICE come and snatch him up and he off the list?
Trump, you know, that's the Super Bowl MVP for this year, man. Yeah, you guys have a wonderful weekend, man.
Have a great
one. Be safe, brother.
Yeah, all right.
All right, let me... All right, something I want to address here on a somber note. And I've always said, and MJ and I have always said, we realize how popular the show is when we go places. Oh, we listen, and I know the voice, and MJ, that's you, Naughty, that's you. And we have a lot of people that call and ride for the show, or they'll text into the show, or they'll just listen every day, and it's part of their day. And when my good friend Darren Turner reached out to me and said, man, I saw Talking Heads in the obits. I said, what you mean? He was like, my late aunt, Nurse Willa Mae Smith, was an avid listener to your show, loved you and MJ, would listen all the time, would call in all the time. And now I'm wondering which voice is missing. And I'm so sad in passing. I am glad to know that she loved MJ and myself and loved the show so much, and it was part of her day. And Pearly as well, too. She's a big Pearly fan. Don't tell Pearly that, because Pearly had big enough already. But at the end of the day, we feel like we took a loss here. So to her family, to the Smith family, and to anybody related to the late Nurse Willa Mae Smith, we really want to extend our heartfelt condolences.
And deepest condolences.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you. And we are truly humbled to know that such a great lady listened to the show, enjoyed the show so much. It's good for us to know that we were a part of her day and made her happy. And in turn, she used to ride for the show big time, and we appreciate that. Sorry for your loss. I'm very saddened there. Quite melancholy. So, you know, if you're related, please.
Condolences to her entire
family.
Present.
May she rest in peace.
She will be missed. She is missed.
Let's get to this phone call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Hey, MJ. How you all doing?
What's going on, Mystery?
Good afternoon, Mystery.
Everything good, man. Listen, that was an awesome interview with Mr. Omar Isaacs. Awesome. The young man got a passion for the community, and he have a passion for the country, and he was very eloquent and straight speaking. And, you know, and that's what we need in this country, more young candidates who have vision for this country that can carry us on. That was an awesome interview.
Yeah.
Now, let me move on to Muff.
Oh, goodness. Go ahead.
Muff, what's happening? Now, Muff, let me tell you something why Donald Trump chose Tua expressed that he's a MAGA Republican, okay? Just to let you know.
Hold on, a bigger one than Patrick Mahomes?
I was going to say, isn't MAGA Mahomes too? So
that's right. So, all right, Muff, if you're listening, Tua expressed that he was a MAGA Republican. That's why he was. Right? All right, thank you all so
much. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, Mystery Man. Appreciate you. Yeah, but I mean, there's lots to talk about. I mean, you got football right around the corner.
And then you guys are so excited for it. Mm.
And like I told you, next week when Pearly is back in, we got Pearly. He'll be chiming in. We got the return of Stat Boy.
He's going to make
an Stat Boy.
Make an appearance, yes.
On a regular. And we've also got we got Megatron chiming in.
That'll be fun.
And we got that old 49er. Well, Mega and Eric, both 49ers. That'll be along to chime in. And I will have a return of Clint Johnson as well, too.
So you'll have some Dallas
backup. So we'll have the posse together. Miranda and Leo
that's
representing Steeler Nation. So
a Steeler, a Niner, a Cowboy, and a Dolphin.
Yeah,
Lord.
We'll have rotational hosts on the week. Normally, you're going to get me, Pearly, Stat Boy, and Mega.
But we'll hear points of view
from everybody else. So.
You guys have fun.
And something in the works for Sundays, too. So we'll keep you posted on that as well, too.
All right.
All right, so there'll be lots to listen to and get into it. Obviously, you know, you got football on tap tonight. So you definitely want to check that out. And I'll go down to preseason games for you tonight, who I like.
You're really going to do go ahead. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Hey.
You can't resist.
I'm eating pea soup and watching football tonight. You may as well know what time
it is. Who's playing? What's on? What's happening?
All right, you got a pretty good game with the Lions and the Falcons. Both of these teams are going to play the first teamers for at least a series or two in the first quarter.
Lions,
so you're
going to
see some of the starters for both the Lions and the Falcons. And Detroit's a 3.5-point favorite.
They should be.
The over is 32.5. What I would say is take the over of 32.5. Both of these teams, the defense sucks. It's preseason. They're going to get some points up on either side. Collectively, they should go over the 32.5. Got the Browns and the Panthers. Listen, Carolina is favored by 6 in this game. It's an over of 33.5. I'm going to roll the dice on this one, and I'm going to say give me Cleveland plus the 6 points because Shedeur Sanders is starting tonight. I think Shedeur makes some plays tonight.
I will watch to see him on the field. I'm kind of excited for him. He's such a great kid. I've listened to a couple of his interviews, and he's always so like humble and smart about football. So I'm excited to see him eventually play.
And I'll be honest with you, the last game for tonight, the Commanders, the Washington, the Commies, taking on the New
Please
England
Patriots.
Please
don't call them the Commies.
Patriots 6.5-point favorites. Nobody's playing for Washington, so I'm going to take the Patriots in this. I'd say play it safe, take the Patriots in the money line, but I think they win this game tonight for sure.
The Commanders got shortened to the Commies. Washington. Mm-hmm. You know how crazy that is?
Then on Saturday, you got the Giants and the Bills, the Texans and the Vikings, the Steelers and the Jaguars, the Cowboys and the Rams, the Titans and the Buccaneers, the Jets and the Packers, Chiefs and Cardinals, Broncos and 49ers, and only one game on Sunday, the Miami Dolphins and the Chicago Bears. But there's a lot of football up for the weekend.
Dolphin fans will be very happy on Sunday.
There you go. All right. But like I said, football is back and the world is a better place. The world is truly a better place.
Just in time to take all of that anxiety you have surrounding the Yankees and transfer it over to the Cowboys.
I have no anxiety about the Yankees. The Yankees are going to get it together. The Yankees are going to make the playoffs. The Yankees are going to win the World Series. It's all going to happen.
Yankees are going to win the World Series. The Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. The Lakers are going to win.
Minus LeBron. It has to be minus
Luka
LeBron.
And Austin, they're going to win the NBA championship.
But how ironic in 2025, the return of the Blues brothers in L.A. Back in the day, it used to be Jerry West and Gail Goodrich. And
the white
about to
boys
be
making a comeback.
And Austin Reeves. Ice, baby.
Oh, man. Crazy. I don't know if you saw it. There was one where he
down
visited.
32 pounds.
Luka visited the New York Yankee facility, and he was hanging out with Judge, who I knew Judge was tall. Aaron was tall, but he was even taller than Luka. That was crazy to me.
Judge is like 6'8 or 6'9.
That was crazy to me. And they did a tour, and Jazz was there as well. Jazz. And it was so much fun to see them interact and being so, you know, mellow and chill. So, yeah, I'm interested to see how well Luka does this upcoming season, but he ain't going to do better than Wemby, just letting you know straight up.
And on that note, I'm not going to let my pea soup be spoiled thinking of the San Antonio Spurs. In fact, Wemby needs some pea soup.
Oh, we back. I'm sending him some. I have a care package ready for him.
Send him some conch.
I'm sending him some conch. I'm sending him some pea soup. I'm sending him
cassava.
Some sauce. I'm sending him all kinds. Yeah, mangoes and all, everything.
You ain't sending him no mango now. Yeah, he ain't getting none of your mango. No, sir.
Oh, let's get out of here.
Let's get to the break. We'll see you Monday right here on Talking Heads.
Them a road boy, youth, we a bus up the. Some a rally back, some of them dance about. Mr. Some of them are friars and some of them are.
Long day? Hungry crew? Say less and satisfy everyone with KFC's summer buckets. Grab a super summer bucket and get 8 juicy pieces of fried chicken, 8 nuggets, corn, our new white rice with gravy, 4 buttery biscuits, 4 switch of pink lemonades, and 4 dessert biscuits. So whether it's on the beach, at home, or chilling with the crew, KFC's summer bucket starting at just $20 bring all the flavor. Summer with KFC. It's finger licking good.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles. With Newweek, John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.